Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video, content, and social media to scale our relationships and revenue. A mind blade, this ain't no phase, no longer grazing in this field I once laid. Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 38 of Scale Your Charisma. So today we're going to talk about preparation, and I have a quick story to share. So it's Sunday, June 26th, around 11 in the morning, and this happened yesterday. So hot weekend here in June, and my son, my 10-year-old son, as I've shared before, he's almost 10, plays baseball, he's quite good. Natural athlete, gets it from my wife. But anyway, he was pitching yesterday, and it was a playoff game for their rec league. And it's hot, 90-some degrees, right? Hot and humid, and they were playing right at noon. And he was pitching, and he pitched a couple innings, and he was really struggling. Struggling on the mound. He usually can zip it in and throws lots of strikes, but just wasn't his day yesterday. So caught him between innings in the dugout. He was hot, sweaty, beet red, and exasperated, and just really frustrated. And I went in there and to cheer him up and said, "Hey, buddy, you're doing a great job. Just, you know, shake it off, keep moving." He said he was tired. So in one respect, you know, there's part of me that feels bad for him, right? Because it's tough conditions. But then there's the other part of me, which basically reminded him, you know, this is why we talk about preparation and hydration and sleep and eating well. And that's something that, you know, like most almost 10-year-olds, they struggle to listen to their parents and just trying to get you know, good advice to sink in. But the fact that he really wasn't well hydrated and he, you know, he was up late several nights, even though we have pretty strict bedtimes, he kind of slid past those. He just was ill-prepared, and even though the conditions were terrible, all right, they were just hot, right? If it's just a hot day, he started off at a disadvantage because the preparation wasn't there. So the key takeaway I have is really preparation matters, really making sure you're set up for any conditions that you face. And this, how does it relate to this podcast and to basically leveraging video to scale your charisma? Well, how are we preparing for the future today, right? Like, how are we literally preparing for the future today? Because the text-based internet as we know it will diminish, right? So everything's moving, lots of movement towards video and audio platforms, of course. Podcasts are taking off. There are thousands to choose from. The social media platforms are investing heavily in video. Facebook Live just made some new enhancements over the past week around you know, sharing, bringing in friends, and just some other announcements. We'll actually share in a later episode. So this whole notion that video is on the rise and text-based communication and email as we know it hopefully will disappear within 18 months. Now, mind you, we'll still probably have contracts that are handwritten or, you know, written down in text and whatnot. But as far as communications in the sales and marketing context, the bandwidth and the ease and accessibility of shooting video, that is on the rise. So what are we doing today to prepare for that future of video-based communications? And we have to prepare today and get good and rehearse and try and experiment so we can be prepared for 18 months to 2 years down the road when video, it's going to be critical to get to be good at video and to stand out. And you just want to be a leader. You want to get ahead of the trend. So I have a way for us to get to work on this together, like how we can do this together. So we're going to start small. I know we've talked a lot about YouTube and setting up a YouTube channel, but I understand the commitment level there. So look, just let's video message me with Twitter, right? So we're going to walk through that right now. So go to your in my case, I have an iPhone. Open the Twitter app, and you can see here, you know, you have 30 seconds to just tell me something about your industry, like two trends in your industry without mentioning your company, product, or service, or even just share an article with me that you found interesting and why I should read it. And just give me an at, direct message me or just at me on Twitter, because the good thing about Twitter is there's so much volume in the system that tweets get buried very quickly, so you won't, don't worry about sticking out for too long. But so go to Twitter, but share something with me that's worth sharing. Like I said, an article, or if you have a point of view on something, share that as well. But share an article or share just two industry trends, and at Jeff L. Herman, H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N, and let's video message each other. So how do you do this? So I open the Twitter app on the upper right-hand corner of my app. I'm on iOS. Hit that little, you know, feather button, which is your publish button, the little feather. It says what's happening, and it gives a location. And then on the bottom, you can see there are three icons, photo, video, and live. And that's that last button, live is Periscope. Hit the middle one that says video. So you hit the video button, and you see up pops a video screen. On the upper right-hand corner, there's two arrows in a circular fashion. You hit that, and it flips it into selfie mode. And so now you should be looking at yourself on the iPhone. Here you go, looking at yourself on the iPhone. And then the bottom center, the red camera, you have to press and hold that through the duration of your message. So press and hold that and record a video message to me. And just share your experience on scaling your charisma using video or audio platforms. I'd love to hear from you on that. Or once again, if you don't want to share your experience about that, share with me an industry trend. Just something that we can chew on a little bit. So, look, I really look forward to hearing from you and, you know, your experience, how we prepare, because it takes lots of preparation. I mean, I'm still shooting live video from Facebook. It's awkward and I feel vulnerable, but you got to do it just to prepare for the future. So how are we preparing for the future of video-based communications, especially in the sales context where we want to break through, build trust and credibility, establish relationships and scale our relationships and let your customers know what it's like to work with you and what's your point of view. Just become less superficial. You're not just another name in the inbox. You're not just another, you know, voice on the end of a voicemail. You are a real person with real goals and desires and a real family to take care of. And you want every opportunity you can take to break through and build those relationships. And you will be successful. I know you will be successful. So I want to hear from you. So please share your experience. And I look forward to receiving your tweets. We've had a lot of great engagements on this topic. And we want to continue building our community. So I look forward to hearing from you. And if you choose not to take me up on this video message, well, at least email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm, as in Frank Mary, and tell me why you didn't shoot the video message. I also want to hear that too, if you're not ready to do that yet. Because, look, I understand it takes time, but I really want to hear from you. So otherwise, that wraps it up for today, but I hope you have a great end of June, a great end of Q2, and you're getting ready for Q3, and I hope you're also having some fun plans for the summer kind of underway. So thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. See you on the next episode. Cheers. The pull. It's time to open my cages.